We're starting at the top of Samach Bet Amud Aleph. It's 2, 4, 5 lines down. Tnei, Rabbi Zakkai Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So we have this statement or this brisa that was brought by Rabbi Zakkai before Rabbi Yochanan. This is one version of the story. There'll be another version of the story in the Amud Bet. So it's Tnei, Rabbi Zakkai Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Ziveach v'kiter v'nisech v'shtachaveh v'helem achad. So he did all of these items, all these actions towards Avodah Zarah, which are all chayavim, enu chayav el achat. You only are responsible for bringing one karbon chotat, meaning that there's only one shogeg over here, even though there are multiple manifestations of the violation of the yisur. Samalei poktani the bara. Rabbi Yochanan says, throw this braisa out, throw this statement out. So, Amar Rabbi Ava, Hamad Amar Rabbi Zakkai, Machlokes Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Natan. That which Rabbi Zakkai brought down, this statement that he makes, that if you have multiple manifestations of the same Yisur, that you only chayev once, it's really subject to the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Natan, the Tanya. Havara, we have by Shabbos. By Shabbos, there's an Isur Malacha. The Isur Malacha is derived from the fact that there's a juxtaposition between Shabbos and the Mishkan, and therefore anything that was done, the Malachot that were done in the Mishkan, v'chashuvim are Malachot that are Asurim b'Shabbat. So we know those are the 39 Malachot. Yet we have laid out for us at the end of Sefer Shemot, there's a specific Isur that's brought in the Torah of Lo Tabaruesh b'chol Moshe v'Teichem b'yom HaShabbat, that you're not allowed to have a fire on Shabbos. So why did the Torah have to go out of its way to explicitly mention fire or Havara when it already is included or subsumed under the 39 Malachot? What's the purpose of mentioning it? So the answer is a machlokas, and that is the Tanya. Havara, the love, yatsa, divi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi believes that Havara was an exceptional case because Havara, unlike all the other 38 melachot, the other 38 melachot, if you do them without Eidim Vatra, then you'll be chayav karet. If you have Eidim Vatra, you'll be chayav skila. When it comes to Havara, the punishment is a lav. It's simply a lo ta'aseh. It's an Isur Lab, it's not an Isur Mitas Bezin or Isur Kares. On the other hand, Rabbi Yossi, that's different Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Natan Omer, the Chalek Yatzah. He says, no, the reason Avara comes along is to teach you basically on the cloud kudo. Just like we had before, that if you have something that's Yotzei Min HaKlal, right, it's not just teach about itself, but teaches about the whole cloud. What is Avara teaching you? Havara is teaching you that just like Havara is an individual and unique milacha, stands by itself, so too all the 39 milachot stand by themselves. That means if you violate multiple milachot, you're going to be chayav multiple karbanot, because each one is a separate isur, each one is a separate violation of the isur. We don't say that they're all one violation of lo tasu milacha b'shabbat. You have to actually, each one of them separately is an Isur or a violation of Shabbos. So the Mandavar, the one who says, Havara l'lav yatza, Rabbi Yossi, who says, Havara l'lav yatza, Hishtachava, Nami l'lav yatza. That's the same reason that Hishtachava is separate from the other, right, Avodah, that you could do towards Avodah Zarah. Bilti Lashem Levado, Zoveach L'Elohim Yachram, Bilti Lashem Levado. So why did it mention Hishtachavaya separately? That's to teach you that Hishtachavaya gets a lav, right? That it's a Isur lav, and over here, as Rashi points out, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not chayav karet. If you look at the Rashi, it says shlosh Hishtachavot nemru be'azarat uvayak kochavim. The three times it says in the Torah, don't bow down to avodah zarah. Achat shlo kedarka. One to teach you that if the Hishtachava is done to an Avodah Zarah, even though that's not the normal way to worship it, you're still Chayav. That's Achat Shelo Kedarka. Achat LeKedarka. One of them is to teach you that if you bow down and that is the normal way to worship it, you're a Chayav. And the third one, Achat, is LeChaleik. That's one possibility over here. Or Achat is LeLav Yatza. So if that's it, LeLav Yatza. And even though over here, if you look over here, Tanya the Rabbi Zeh, Sphere Lake Rabbi Yossi, Dava Yishtachava Yutera Lav Lechalek, Ayatza, El Lamed Alea Shiba Lav Velo Bekaret. Ve'afopi Shechayavim Alea Mita. Yishto Chay Mita, the Hagabi Skill Active. It's one of the items that you get skilled for. Vishtachava Lehe, Mi Umi Karet, Umi Chatat Afka. The Torah took it out of Karet and a Chatat, Chiv Chatat. So even though Isra Lav, we would think means Malkus, right? That just means a plain Lav. Over here, Rashi suggests that when we say there's an Isra Lav over here, it means it's different than the other avodot that you could do towards Avodah Zarah. Those would be subject to a punishment of Karet, and a Korban Chatat, if it was done by Shogeg or Bemezid without Edim Vatra, with Edim Vatra be subject to Skila. On the other hand, Ishtachava will be Patur. You will not have a Korban Chatat. You will not have Karet. The only thing you will have is Skila if it is done by Edim Vatra. So that's the difference. But the same limud, or the same concept that Rabbi Yossi has by Shabbos, which is the Havara, when you define or you specify a specific malacha, that's the love yosa. It's also over here, when you specify a specific avodah called Hishtach Havaya, that avodah will also be only lelav yatzat. On the other hand, the mandamar Havara lechalik yatzat, Rabbi Natan, who believes that Havara comes to teach you, right, separate malachot, chiluk malachot, then Ishtachva, Nami Lechalek Yatzah, then Ishtachva is doing the same thing. It's coming to Mechalek Ben Avodot. Why is this Ishtachva separate? To teach you that each Avodah separately and uniquely is Chayav. So even if you have multiple violations through different Isurim, that will make you not one violation of don't worship Avodah Zarah, but each one individually will violation of worshiping Avodah Zarah. So Matkevla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Dilma, Hakan Lokamai Rav Yosef Hotam Havara Leilav Yatzah. The only reason over there that Rabbi Yossi said that Havara is Lelav Yatzah, to Nafalei Chiluk Malachot, because he learned Chiluk Malachot from somewhere else, Me'achat Mehena. Learned it out from the Pasha of Korban Chatat, right, of a Yachid. There it says, Esu Me'achat Mehena. They did one of these Isurim. So now the Gemara is going to darshan this. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Vasa Me'achat Mehena. So now the Gemara is going to darshan, depending on Rashi thinks that the words, the mem, the extra mem in front of me'achat, the extra mem of mehena, which we'll see in a second, but the juxtaposition of achat and mehena. So all of these we're going to darshan. Pamim shechayav achat, sometimes you chayav achat, al kulan, on multiple violations of Shabbos. Pamim shechayav al kulachat achat, and sometimes you chayav multiple times, meaning for each violation of the Shabbos, you're going to be chayav. V'amir Rabbi Yonatan, my time with Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi again explains what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi about how does he darshan May and May. Tosos, on the other hand, says that it doesn't mean my taima, or he says, why is there a smichut between achat and heina? That's what he's coming to explain. So it says, because he darshans the pasuk in this manner, dichtiv, vasa me'achat me'heina, achat me'achat, heina me'heina, Achat shi heina, veheina shi achat. Those are four different drashot that we're going to have. So now we're going to explain them. Achat, your chayav, is, for instance, if you wrote the name Shimon on Shabbos. That's a normal violation of the Isur Ktiva on Shabbos. You write Shimon. Me'achat means, Me' means a portion of, something of. So me'achat means Shem mishimon. If you wrote two letters, and in Ktiva, it's enough. Akotev shtei otiot v'Shabbos is chayav. Over here, when you wrote Shem, instead of Shimon, then you wrote two otiyot, right? And since you wrote two otiyot and you wrote a complete name, Shem, out of Shimon, even though your intent was write Shimon, Shem will be sufficient and you'll be a chayav. So that's achat me'achat, a portion of what you were trying to do. You were trying to write Shimon, you wrote Shem, but since it's a complete name, it's two otiyot, you're going to be chayav. Well, you intended to write these letters. You wanted to write more, but these letters also you intended to write. And since they're two letters is enough to make you chayav, as long as they're two letters that have some sort of sense to them, I mean, they make sense. So over here, once you reach the second letter and you've made sense out of it, there's a word there, then you're chayav. Heina is avot. Heina means all the avot. Meheina, derivatives of the avot, are toladot. Achat shiheina. What is achat shiheina? That is zodon shabbat v'shigugat melachot. Right. Achat is, there's one thing that leads to multiple karbanot. And that is, when you have Zadon Shabbat, you knew it's Shabbat, but you forgot that these malachot are asurot. So each malacha that you're shogegin, you're going to bring a karban chatat for. So that's achat. Right? One forgetting, yet it manifests itself in multiple karbanot. Heina shi achat. Here we're going to have multiple violations that manifest themselves in one korban. And what's that case? Shigigat Shabbat, he forgot it was Shabbos. He knows these malachot are asurot b'Shabbos, but he thought it wasn't Shabbos today. He thought it was another day of the week. He didn't realize it was Shabbos. So therefore, even though he violated the Shabbos multiple times, only being one korban on the Shigaga. What did he forget? He forgot Shabbos. So, Avahocha. So that is, explains why Rabbi Yossi, in the case of Havara, says, I don't need Havara l'chalek yatzat. I already learned that from the Parsha and Vayikra of Achat, Asu Me'achat Me'ehena, that Me'achat Me'ehena already teaches me that there is Chiluk Melachot. So I don't need Havara for that. So therefore, Havara must be the Lav Yatzat. Of a Hocha here by Avodah Zarah, Delo Nafkalei Chiluk Melachot Miduch Tachrita. There's nowhere else to learn out Chiluk Melachot. So maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that over here that Ishtachavaya is used to Kuliyama Ishtachavaya L'Chalek Yatzat. That everybody would agree that Ishtachavaya is used to define or separate the Avodot, so that if you violate a multiple or numerous Avodot, you'd be Chayav in each one of them. So that's maybe, how could you suggest that, or the way Rav Yosef is, you're suggesting that the machlokas by Shabbos will be identical to the machlokas here, or the machlokas here will be identical to Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a reason Rav Yosef says the Yatzah, because he learns out the din of the Chalik Yatzah from somewhere else. So where it says, Chiluk melachot uvalet kochamim nami typical ayim me'achat mehena. I'll solve the problem the same way you did. Just like by Shabbos, you learned out me'achat mehena to teach you about Chiluk Malachot b'Shabbat, you can learn Chiluk Avodot by Avodah Zarah from the same Pasuk. Why? Let's see, how are we going to learn this? Achat Zvicha. Achat, a full Malachot that you, or Avodah that you would do for Avodah Zarah is you shech the animal. Me'achat means Siman Echad. One Siman is sufficient in order to be Chayav, because we find in Kodshim that sometimes, like by Oaf, that Siman Echad is enough. And therefore, also here, me'achat means a portion of what the total shechting would be. What's a portion of the total shechting? One siman. That one siman will make you chayav in avodah zarah. Heina, avot. What's avot? Zivuach, kitur, nisuch, bishtachava. Right, all the ones that are found in our Mishnah, these are the avot, the avodot that you're chayav from. Me'heina, toladot. Me'heina, the derivatives of these are the toladot. What's a toladot? Shavar makrel lifana. He breaks a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah. So now why is breaking a stick in front of the Avodah Zarah a tolada? So Rashi says over here, because l'shem avodat kochavim, he breaks the stick l'shem avodat kochavim, the domi l'shchita. It's like shchita, sheshover mefakarata. You break its neck. Over here you're breaking the stick. Ukagon, the darka l'ovda b'makel. Here, that's the normal way to worship the Avodah Zarah with the Makel. If it's not the normal way to worship the Avodah Zarah, it won't matter. Because this is nothing like the Biltu Hashem Levado. You don't do anything like this to Hashem. So certainly it would not be included if it's Shlo Kedarka. So it has to be Kedarka. Once it's Kedarka, I don't know why you need the other concept or the other idea that it's similar to Shechita, because anything Kedarka is Chayav. But Gemara is trying to find something that would be a derivative of sorts of this. Achat Shehiheina. What's the case where you have one, right, in terms of violations, you'll have one, but you end up with multiple carbonot? That is Zadon Avot Kochavim. You know that Avodat Kochavim is Asura. V'shigigat Avodot. But you didn't know that these all these different types of Avodot are impermissible when it comes to Avodat Kochavim. Even though it's not a Kedarka. You still can't do Izivuach, Kitur, Nisuch. You go and do. You know that they're all restricted. You just didn't know that this was Avodah Chachavim, or you didn't know that this methodology was Avodah Chachavim. Over there, you're going to be Chayav on each Avodah. On the other hand, I'm sorry, you knew that it was Avodah Chachavim, you just didn't know these were Asurot. Over there, you're going to have multiple Chiyuvim when it comes to the Korbanot. On the other hand, Heina Shi'achat, you have multiple violations that you only end up with one Korban. Shigigat Avodot, you know these avodot are restricted. You just didn't know this was avodah kochavim. You didn't know about this case that it was avodah kochavim. So therefore, you're one forgetting. There's only one shigigat, which is you didn't know it was avodah kochavim, and therefore you only bring one korban. So Gemara says, "Hi shigigat avodah kochavim hechidami." All right, that sounds good, but then how? What is shigigat avodah kochavim? Where do you find that? What does it mean that you by accident worshipped avodah zarah? How do you have such a case? If you think it's a shul, and you bow down to it, his heart's within heaven, meaning that you're doing it for the right reasons. You didn't mean to worship it, but you meant to worship Hashem. So over there, certainly, you're not going to be chayav. Rashi mentioned, I should just point it out, that Rashi mentioned on yesterday's daf when we mentioned the same idea about that harei libol shemayim when it comes to Beit HaKnesset. Rashi mentions the fact that even if it wasn't a Beit Knesset, that even if it was a Beit Avodah Zarah, he'd still be okay. Because he's not worshipping the house. He's worshipping the Misha Shachan Shmo Shama, right? The person who is in the house. And he thinks who's in the house is Hashem over there. So whether it's a Beit Knesset or a Beit Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. The fact is that he intended to worship Hashem. If he intends to worship Hashem, there shouldn't be any problem. It's in Rashi, it's on the second four lines from the bottom, in yesterday, the end of yesterday's daf, the third to last line, it says, "V'afila Yehudeya, shezeh beit avudat kochavim hu, v'hu mishtachaveh betocho l'shamayim." And he's inside, this beit avodah zarah, davening to Hashem, in kanonish. "Sheav mishtachaveh lebeit knesset, lo lebeit bayit hu mishtachaveh." He's not bound to the house, but lemi sheshachin shmo aleh. So even if you're in a beit avodah zarah, and you bow down, but you're doing l'shem shamayim, then also you're not chayav. Rashi takes even a step further, meaning that even if you're inside the Beit Avodah Zarah, if you're libos l'shamayim, that's not a Avodah Zarah, because you're not bowing to the house, you're not bowing to the Beit Avodah Zarah, you're bowing to whoever you think controls. Who do you think controls? You think it's Hashem, so you're bowing down to Hashem. Ela d'chazah andarto, he sees some sort of monument, v'sogibay, and he bows down to it. So now what is that? If he believes that he's bowing down to a Avodah Zarah, and he accepting this monument or this figure, even if it's the king, accepts it as the god, mezidu, then he's amazed. If he didn't accept it as a god, love klomo, you're allowed to bow down too, out of respect, both to human beings or to say, for instance, an image of the king, to show respect to the king. Ela mi'ava umiyira. He worshipped it, mi'ava umiyira. Whoa, that's great. That works well according to Bayu Damar Chayav. That says that when you worship out of Ava and Ira, then you are Chayav. So over there, you can have a shogeg where you're going to be Chayav HaChatat, where you make a mistake. You thought Ava v'Ira is okay. You thought it was okay to worship me Ava v'Ira. You thought, no, you can't make him a god, but if you worship me Ava v'Ira, that's fine. According to Rabbi, says Ava and Ira is Potor, you still don't have Shigigad Maaseh, Shigigad Elchamim. It's Michael Meymar. So what are you going to say? Elba Omer Mutar. It's a case like Rava suggested before, where he says Omer Mutar. He says, I thought Avodah Kochavim was Mutar the Gamre. So that'll be the case of Shiga Maser. So where he says, well, based on that, Tifshot, let us conclude, or let us at least have an answer. Debay Mine Rava Mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman in Shabbos, Helem Zeb Zebi Ado Mahu. We've explained, we just saw in the Brisa that we brought from Yossi, if you forgot about Shabbos, and you knew that these Melachot are Asurot B'Shabbos, but you forgot it was Shabbos, over there, you only chayav one korban. On the other hand, if you know it's Shabbos, you just didn't know these melachot were asurot, over there, then you're chayav al kol avudah v'avudah. Every melacha, you're chayav. But each of those cases, you remembered one thing and you forgot the other. Rabbi says, what if you have helam zev vizeh? What happens if you forget it's Shabbos and you don't know these avodot are asurot on Shabbos? What happens if you forget everything? And what's the din then? So let's tifshot deinu chayav el achat. From here we conclude that he's only chayav achat. Why? Because Rava explains the case of shigigat avodat kochavim v'zadon avodot. In that case we only chayav one korban. What does he explain the case as? Omer mutar. Omer mutar means that you say everything is fine. Avodat kochavim is fine. All these avodot are fine. So you see from here that when it's helam zeb is going to Rava, one korban. So we should be able to be poshet. We should be able to be come to a conclusion based on Rava's question. Now we know the answer. The answer is one korban. Where it says, Tifshot, Deinu Chayav Al Achat. So where it says, Ha'alo Kasha, no problem, V'tifshot, you're right, we could conclude that. Now we have a conclusion. We have a conclusion to Rabbi's question. His question is, when you have Helam Zebizet, how many carbonotes do you bring? The answer is one. And we'll know that, again, the way Rabbi's explaining this Breita in Avodah Kochavim, that will be the conclusion. You only have to bring one. Ha'alo Kasha, what? You're worried, Rabbi asked the question to Rav Nachman, and now you have an answer. Gemara says, that's not a problem. V'tifshot. This will be the answer. You're right. Enochanami. We have an answer to the question now. Gemara says, Umi matzin muklik dahani kray b'avodot kochavim. How can you set up these psukim by kud achlatat by avodot kochavim? Dilu hochok tiv mashiach upar unasir mashiach par v'nasi seir u'b'yachid kizvav sirah. Now, when it comes to a chatat, we discussed this yesterday, when a person is violating any lotase that it ends up in a karet, right, then you are, except for mitzvah, say mitzvah lotase, they end up in a karet. If you do it by accident, you bring a korban chatat. But there are different korbanot chataot depending on who you are. If you are the Kohen, Mashiach Avi, the Kohen, Agadol, you bring a par. If you're the Nasi, then you bring a Seir. If you're a regular person, you bring a Kibsav Sira. There's a different Korban for each individual. But, Vilu Babaruch Kochavim, Tnan, but by Yabarak Kochavim, in Parshat Shlach, when it brings the Korbanot for Kabarok Kochavim, there are only two types of Avarok Kochavim. There's only one is an individual, and the other one is the Tzibor, if all the Tzibor does it together. So now you only have two korbanot. That means any individual will bring the same korban, which is a seir, a seira, labodat kachavim, like a yachid. Tnan, b'shavim shivseira ki yachid. Now you don't bring anything more than a seira for all of the manifestations, meaning that no matter who violated labodat kachavim, and they all bring a seira. We don't have separate parshiot for nasi, a separate parshiot for korban mashiach. None of those exist when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Well, if that's the case, basically we have a situation where Chavim is learnt out of different psukim, not the pasuk of Asu Me'achad Me'heinah. That's not the limud for where we know Shigat Avodah Chavim. Shigat Avodah Chavim is learned out of Parshat Shlach by the psukim over there. And you're trying to learn it out by Yikra? It's not Shayach to Avodah Chavim. So how can you learn Avodah Chavim from there? So why says Betul Omidi? So that's, you're right. That's such a good question that we can't do that. You're right. We can't learn Chiluk Melachot out of Me'achat Mehena. And then, therefore, Rabbi Yosef, who said before that the Machlokas will depend on the Machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Natan from Shabbos, whether it's Chiluk Melachot or Lelav Yatzat, Ishtachavaya, we can answer no. Maybe everybody agrees here that it's all Chiluk Melachot, because we don't have another source for Chiluk Melachot by Avodat Kochavim. And Rabbi Yossi in Shabbos only said that it's Lalav Yatza because he had another source for Chiluk Melachot. Over here, by Avodah Zarah, we have no other source for Chiluk Melachot. Everybody would agree that Hishtachavaya comes for Chiluk Melachot. And that would go against Rabbi Zakkai. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, throw it out. Throw this rice out, because it's wrong. How could you have multiple Avodot of Avodah Zarah and still be only Chayav once? No, everybody holds Chiluk Melachot. Ah, so what was Rabbi Zakkai thinking? So that's what Rashi says over here. If you look at the second to last line in Rashi, V'tulo mide, lekelishno mide, ilkach lo nafkalan chiluk melachot bevenukhochim mehacha, el mishtachava. We learn it out from mishtachava. That's every holds. Get the kafta the Rabbi Yosef. V'had Rabbi Zakkai the potulei bachado. Well, so what was Rabbi Zakkai thinking when he brought down that it was one? Milo tavdeim akatuv asan akatuv achad. Ketuv asan achat. So you learn now. This is coming up on Samech Gimel, tomorrow's daf, which is that Lo Ta'avdeim teaches you that he made all the malachot into one malacha. And that the Torah says Lo Ta'avdeim gives you a general principle that any type of odah is classified in one isur called Lo Ta'avdeim. Do not worship them. Since it classified or rejoined them as a single avodah, then there's no chiluk avodot by Avodah Zarah according to Rabbi Zakkai. Right, so that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says throw the brisa out because he says everybody holds this chiluk avodot. We learn that out from Hishtachavaya. Rabbi Zakkai says no. We have this pasuk of lota abdeim. Lota abdeim means that there's only one type of violation of avodah zarah, and that's do not worship it. So that's the machlokes between them. And Akiyat Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar, he says hochi tana kamei. This is what Rabbi Zakkai said before Rabbi Yochanan. So that was one statement. Now we're going to say no. This is the statement. Chomer b'Shabbat mishar mitzvot. Chomer b'shar mitzvot mi b'Shabbos. Shabbos has a chumra over other mitzvot. Another mitzvot have a chumra over Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos. What's the chomer of Shabbos? Shabbat asah shtayim be'elam achad chayav al kol achad b'achad. And if one forgetting, you do two melachot, you're chayav for each melacha independently. Mashein kein b'shar mitzvot. That's not true of other mitzvot. Other mitzvot you do multiple, right? Violations of the multiple violations, you're only going to bring one korban chatat. Chomer b'shar mitzvot.
What does that mean?
Okay, we'll see in a second. Right, very good. Chomer b'shar mitzvot. What's the chomer by other mitzvot? Shebishar mitzvot shagag b'lo mitkavein chayav. If you did shagagah, even though you didn't intend to do this, it was eno mitkavein, you're chayav. Mashein kein b'shabbos. That if you don't have kavanah, then you have lack of melechet machshevet. You have lack of melechet machshevet. You are patur on Shabbos, which is may not be true by other mitzvot. Right. All right. We have to get to all of these. What's the cases here? Amamar. Here we're going to explain it. Exactly your questions. Chomer mi b'shabbat. What's a chomer shabbat? Shabbat asa shtayim. Hechi dami. What's the case? Exactly what's V.S. What's the case here? Ilei medavad k'tzira v'tchina. If he did two melachot, one k'tzira and tchina, dekavataga v'shar mitzvot. What's the comparable case with other mitzvot? Achal chele v'dam. Itchilev and Dam, Ochatarte Mechaiva, Ochatarte Mechaiva. You're going to Mechaiva both times. Mechaiva and Shabbos too, because you did two Melachot. And Chilev and Dam are two separate Isurim. You'll be Chaiva for each one of them. So what's the case when you're Chaiva Chad by other mitzvot? Achal Chilev v'Chilev. You ate Chilev twice in one Chilev. One forgetting, you ate Chilev twice. The Kavat HaGabi Shabbos. So what's the comparable case in Shabbos? Dabad Ktsira Ktsira. You did the Melachah of Ktsira twice. In both these instances, you are going to be chayav only one. On Shabbos, if you do the same av melacha multiple times in one helem, you only chayav once. And that's what it means, pok tana levara. That is why Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Zakkai, that doesn't make sense. This braisa doesn't make sense. Throw it out. Because you can't come up with a case where on Shabbos you're chayav two, and any other mitzvah you'd be chayav one. It doesn't make sense. Why says, my kushya? Why is that such a good question? Dilam the olam imin docha. I'll tell you what the case is. The avad ktsira v'tchina. He did ktsira v'tchina, which would make you chayv twice on Shabbos. Mashenke mishar mitzvot hatan avoda kochavim k'de Rabbi Ami. Oh, this is like avoda kochavim, like Rabbi Ami. Damer Rabbi Ami zveach v'kiter v'nisech v'helam achad enu chayv alachat. Only chayv once. There's no chiluk avodot by avoda zora. So if there's no chiluk avodot by avodah zarah, and there is chiluk melachot by Shabbos, then you have our case. We found a case where you'll do two avodot and two melachot on Shabbos, you'll be chayav for each one. You do two avodot and avodah zarah, and you're going to be only chayav once. So now we have an understanding. Shar mitzvot doesn't mean all the mitzvot in the world, it just means in the mitzvah of avodah zarah. If you compare Shabbos to avodah zarah, Shabbos for each melacha you're going to be chayav, whereas by avodah zarah, each avodah you're not going to be chayav, you'll be chayav once. So Gemara says, "Lo mituk malei b'avodah chachamim." We can't set up the brisa with the avodah chachamim. Why? Because that works nicely in the ratio of the brisa. Avag seifa. What are you going to do with the seifa? Ketani seifa. Chomer bishar mitzvot. Shabbos mitzvot. Shagag b'lo mitkaven chayav. If he was shogeg without intent, he's chayav. Shogeg b'lo mitkaven b'avodah chachamim echidami. What's the case of shagagla in avodah chachamim where you're not mitkaven? How do you have that echidami? Same thing again. If he thinks it's a shul, again, with the qualification of Rashi, meaning that even if he's in the shul, if he's in a beit avodah zarah, he's not worshiping the avodah zarah, and he bows down to it, he's intending to bedav into Hashem, he's intending to worship Hashem. There is no violation of avodah zarah. The chazan darta, what? He saw a monument, his soggy lane, he bowed down to it. If he accepted it as a god, Mezidu, it's amazed. He accepted it as a god. He's worshiping avodah zarah. Vilo kabla elei. If he didn't accept it as avodah zarah, lav klumu. There's no problem with bowing down to a person or a monument if they're not avodah zarah. There's no issue with that whatsoever. Elo meava uira. No, I have a case. I have a case of belo mitkavi. But the kavi is when he does it meava umiira, in that he doesn't intend to be avodah zarah, but he's intending it to be meava umiira. So again, yanichal abaye, that works well according to abaye dama chayav. Abaye says ba'avan yira you're chayav. Now I have a case of shigigat avodah chachavim below mitkaven. You didn't wear mitkaven to make it into a god, but you worshipped it mi'avo yira. Elol rabu damar potur. Rabu says it's potur. What's the case of shigigat avodah chachavim deino mitkaven? Ma'ikal meimar. Elol ba'omer mutar. So what are you going to say? It's omer mutar. By avodah chachavim, you say omer mutar. That's the case where you're going to be chayav. So Mar says mashen came b'shabbos. The potter of the gamrei, right? So, what are you going to say by Shabbos? You're going to say by Shabbos by Omer Mutar by Avodah Zora, right? That he is chayav, he's chayav a korban chatat when he does this Omer Mutar, which is shigiyat maaseh according to Rava. Then the equivalent case in Shabbos where he says Omer Mutar, how many korbanot are you chayav when you say Omer Mutar by Shabbos? You're going to say potter of the gamrei. That's what the brisa suggests. Ad kan lo bai mine rova mi Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. If you have helem bezeh bezeh, what's the din? Helem bezeh bezeh. If you got him with Shabbos, and you didn't know that these melachot are asurot on Shabbos, you didn't know either one of them. So what's the din? He asked Rav Nachman, what's the din in this case? Now, his question was what? His question was, am I chayav one korban? Or am I chayav a korban on each one of the melachot? But his question wasn't, am I potter the gamrei? He says, at least, and I think you're chayv at least one korban. I want to know if it's one or more than one. Ella, ili chuv echada, ili chuv etarte. So he says, he asked the question whether he's chayv one chatat, or he's chayv two chatot, one for each melancha that he violated. Potu the gamri, leka the mando omar. Nobody says you're potu the gamri when you say omar mutar by Shabbos. Nobody says that at all. Now my kushya, what's the question? Dilma, the olo meimelecha reisha b'avodat kohavim is safer b'shar mitzvot. It's no problem. Let's split up the braisa. The first half of the braisa we'll be talking about avodat kohavim, Shabbos compared to avodat kohavim. By Shabbos you have chiluk melachot, by avodat kohavim you do not have chiluk avodot. And the safer, the second case, we'll be talking about other mitzvot besides avodat kohavim. Other mitzvot besides avodat kohavim, there, if it's shogeg, the enu mitkaven, you're going to be chayav. And by Shabbos, if you shogeg, the enu mitkaven, you're going to be patur. Why? So that's it. B'sefer b'shar mitzvot, b'shogeg b'lo mitkaven, t'chasover. Roku, what's the case of shogeg b'lo mitkaven? He thinks it's spit. He doesn't think it's chelev. He thinks he has some saliva in his mouth. And it turns out to be chelev. Ubalo, and then he swallows it. In that case, he's going to be chayav. Now, Tzvi asks, oh, wait a minute. Enu mitkaven, you're not chayav by enu mitkaven, maybe even outside of Shabbos. Who says enu mitkaven is unique to Shabbos? Davar she'enu mitkaven is a halacha that we see in other places in Shas. By Mishatnes, by the Mizbeach, sprinkling the dam on the Mizbeach, right, that is not mechabe the Mizbeach. There are other cases of enu mitkaven throughout Shas that apply to mitzvah outside of Shabbos. So why all of a sudden over here, enu mitkaven, you're chayav? That's what Tzvi was asking. What's the case by Shabbos is that you meant to pick up something that was detached, and then you detach something that was mechubar. Over there you are patur. So what's the why? So this answers your question, Tzvi. Someone who is involved with chalavim and arayot, meaning food and arayot, you are chayav even when you're enu mitkaven. Even when they are enu mitkaven, you still are chayav. Why? Rashi says, if you look in the Rashi, mitasek v'chalavim arayot, k'shalav yado chalavim v'arayot, haya mitasek, v'lo nitkaven akach. He wasn't intending this, kol mitasek korelesh enu mitkaven b'dover zer klal. He doesn't intend for this at all. So here he doesn't intend to eat chalav. He doesn't intend to violate arayot, yet he is chayav. Why? Sheken ne'aneh. Rashi says, because he got hana, shedat hilka choshi b'kavano. It's as if he did it intentionally. Since you got a benefit from the aveira, even though you didn't intend to do the aveira, but since you ended up getting some hana from it, you can't detach yourself from the aveira. Kavana, sheinu mitzkavin means you have no intention of doing it. There's some sort of distance, some sort of detachment between you and the violation of the isur. The problem is that if you ingest it, for instance, when you're eating, or you have a rayot, where you're getting benefit from it, it's hard for us to detach you from the violation of the isur. Because in the end, you got benefit from the isur. So you could say, oh, I didn't mean to do it, but in the end, you got what you wanted. You got what you wanted, which is that you had got hana. You intended to eat something, you ate. So even though it was done not in intent to violate the isur, but nevertheless, there was intent to benefit, and you did benefit. So that's the difference between Shabbos and other mitzvot. By other mitzvot, we say amit asik b'chalavim arayot is chayav shkein ene. On the other hand, amit asik b'shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, someone who's amit asik b'shabbos is patur. Why are you patur by Shabbos amit asik? Because melechet makshevet asra Torah. Torah only restricts cases of melechet makshevet, that you thought to do something. Tosus over here quotes Rashi from Kritut, which is that a mitasek on Shabbos. What is this case of mitasek with Shabbos? What are you intending for? And what is talush? What's mechubar here? So if you look at it's the last Tosfot on the Amud, he says, Perisha Kuntris, how do you know, like, biata talush v'chata tekumubar? If you pick up something, you intended to take something that was detached, and you end up taking something that's attached. I mean, you end up detaching something. Perisha Kuntris, you have asher chataba. We'll learn that out from Asher Chata Ba, that you were chotan a prat l'mitasek. That excludes things that are mitasek. And that's for chol mitzvot the Torah. V'kasha, lama le yishmol b'mitasek b'shabes, taimon de melechet makshevet. Why do you need a separate reason of melechet makshevet? Tamalomer ba. We already have a pasuk ba that tells you have to be, do this, you have to be intend for this, otherwise you're not chayav. In all mitzvot the Torah, except for chalavim and arayot, because you get hana, but it's true of every mitzvah. Why do I need a specific p'tur by Shabbos of melechet makshevet? Yesh lomar, you have to say the chachi kamar b'Shabbos patur, afal pi shenene. And Shabbos you're patur even if you get benefit from it, because mishum lechet machshevet. So the first answer of Tosfos is that hamitasek b'chalavim b'arayot by other mitzvot. When you get hanah, even if you're mitasek, you're chayav.
a Shabbos mit asik where you get hana, you'll be patur because of melechet machshevet. Your intent was not carried out in its entirety, and therefore, you know, it's fine. Be'od yesh lomar mit asik de patur akadupa, that the pasuk of ba that is frees you from mit asik is a case where when you were intending to cut something that was detached, and then you end up cutting something that is attached. And you find out that it's mechubar, because there you were carried out. But the mitasek of Shmuel by Shabbos is when you intend to cut something mechubar, and you cut something mechubar acher, and then you still are patur. Meaning that by other mitzvot, if you intend to cut something that's attached, I mean, if you intend to do something and you do it, it's just done with another material. You intend to eat chalev, and there were two pieces in front of you, and you ate chalev in the end, because there are two pieces of chalev, and you ate one piece. You thought you were going to eat the other piece. You ate this piece, you're still chayav. But Shabbos, if you intend to cut some branch that is attached, and you cut another branch, you're not chayav on Shabbos, because that's melechet machshevet. So not only when you intend to cut something that's separated, and you cut something that's attached to your patur, but even if you intended to cut something attached, and you cut something attached, it could be patur on Shabbos, because of melechet machshevet. Because mechubar, you didn't do what you were intended to do. And on Shabbos, intent is so important that it's not a melacha unless you do exactly what you intended to do. So either way, you have a tour by Shabbos. So now, the Gemara now came up to a solution to our problem of Rabbi Zakkai's Braisa. The first part of the Braisa, we'll be talking comparing Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. Shabbos has chiluk melachot, Avodah Zarah does not have chiluk avodot. So that explains the first half of the Braisa. Second half of the Braisa says, talking about Shar Mitzvot, talking about Mitasek. Mitasek v'chalavim v'arayot. Chayav. Mitasek on Shabbos, patur. So the first part of the Braisa is about a chamim versus Shabbos. Second half of the Braisa is other mitzvot versus Shabbos. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say throw the Braisa out? We haven't explained to explain it. So that's the Gemara's answer. Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan does not like to split Braitot up and say the first half of the Braisa is like this and the second half like this. That's non-contiguous. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost like you're comparing apples and oranges in the Braita. Why would you have the first half compared to Avodah Zarah and the second half and be other mitzvot? Doesn't make sense to write a Braita in that fashion. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that. Where do we know that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't? This is Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Man Mitargam Li Chavit Ali B'Techad Tano. It's a Mishnah in Boba Mitzia, which we saw together. Right, that he says, if anybody can explain to me this Mishnah according to one Tana, well, Vilna Mani Batre the Bay Masuta, I'll carry his clothes after him to the bathhouse. I mean, I'll be his porter, I'll be his eved for the day, because I don't think there's a way to explain this Mishnah according to one Tana. There it's the Machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether you need Dat Balim, when you return something. If you stole something, where the Balim don't know and you have to return it, do they need Dat Balim? So over there, the Mishnah has two statements, whether Yichado Makom, it's a place where you stole Chavit, you're a Shomer, you take the Chavit, you move it, and then you return it. In the case, one case it says you're Chayav, in one case it says you're Patur, and the Gemara says that one half of it sounds like Rabbi Shmuel, and one sounds like Rabbi Kiva. One sounds like Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't need Dat Balim, and when you put it back, you're Patur, as long as you put it back in the original place. And the second half of the Brishta sounds like Rabbi Kiva, who says that you need Dat Balim. Therefore, even when you put it back in the same place, you're still Chayav. So then the Gemara says, Ein Ochanami. One half of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and one half is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, I don't like that. I want you to explain me the Mishnah according to one Tana. The Mishnah should be consistent as one Tana.
He throws out the Mishnah.
He doesn't throw out the Mishnah there, but he says, this Mishnah is very difficult, and I want someone to explain me this Mishnah. I'll carry their clothes after them to the bathhouse, because I think it's too impossible to explain it according to one. But you see, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like explaining Mishnayot, Braitot, with two different Tanos or two different ideas in the Reish and the Seifa. So over here also, the reason he rejected Rabbi Zakkai is not because you can't explain the Braisa, but rather he doesn't like explaining the Braisa in such a manner where you have non-parallel structure in the two statements of the Braisa. One case is called Shar Mitzvot Avodah Chachamim. The other mitzvah means Shar Mitzvot means anything besides Avodah Chachamim. That doesn't seem to be such a good way to explain it. Okay, we'll stop over here.